And right next door to us is the Lefew Fast Pitch. There's just a sign on the door, like it would say attorney at law or something like that. There they are, the sign. And I thought we should talk with Dave and his daughter Amy, who are part of that. Thank you for coming in this morning.
You're very welcome.
Now, how long have you had the facility right next to Michelle's here?
The facility is actually mine. My dad still does lessons out of his house, but I've been there for 4.5 years.
Oh, okay. So this is your place that's next to it?
Yes.
All right.
He is very comfortable at home.
What made you decide to open a separate operation?
I asked him if he would be interested in going into business and, you know, taking the lessons out of his house. When I first started, I did them when he wasn't doing them at my parents' house, and he said no. So I said, well, would you mind if I did it? And he said, no, I'll support it 100%. And we do the business together, but the facility is run through me, and I have 3 girls that work for me part-time that are also doing very well. So.
Well, when we were coming out to LaGrange, thinking about Keystone, you couldn't talk about Keystone without talking about softball. And Dave, you're one of the reasons that really it's sort of become a staple here in the community and that people have looked forward to every year to see how well the girls at Keystone do in softball. Take me back to that early time when you, I guess, started coaching there around 1980 or so?
My wife was the first coach there, and I think she was there in 78, 79, and then when we were expecting our first son, our first child, who was a son, she was on the field and very pregnant, and the umpire told her that she was not allowed to go to third base, and so she came up to me and said, I can't go to third base and coach, and they're going to make us forfeit the game unless somebody does it. And I said, I'll do it. And that was the beginning. I never left after that. She decided that she wanted to raise the family, and I became the softball coach. That was in 79.
What was your experience with the softball or coaching prior to that? Or
slow pitch was all I did, and I had no clue about the game of fast pitch. And so I was lucky. I knew right away pitching was where it was at. So there was a girl's name was Dr. Carol Weineman. She did a pitching clinic for 2 weeks at the University of Akron, and I was taking master's courses at that time. And so I attended, and she basically taught about 11 of us coaches how to pitch. And I took that information and brought it back to the kids at Keystone, and then the rest is history.
Just from 2 weeks, you were able to, because I'm sure there's other coaches that were there too that maybe didn't go in the same path. What was it about that?
I went home and practiced it until I learned how to pitch, and then I was able to show them through what I knew.
So you're going home in your yard doing fast pitch softball.
Yes, I did.
Who was catching the ball?
Most of the time it was just against the wall. I'd say where she learned how to pitch in our basement. We have about a 50-foot area. Hallway like where I do pitching lessons right now, and that's where I went down there and threw the ball against the wall until I learned how to do it.
Sounds like you almost need a space like a bowling alley to do pitching or something. Mm-hmm. Like
that. They actually call it the pitching alley.
It's a pitching alley.
Amy, what was it that obviously you've got the connection with the parents, but why softball for you?
Well, I played for him my whole life, and into. Of course, then I played for Keystone with him as the coach and went on to college, played a short period at Miami of Ohio, and I thought I was done, and then I realized that there's a lot of people out there with a skill to play. Very few are skilled to coach, especially instruction the way we do it, where it's one-on-one lessons. It's really hard to connect with the students, and because he was so good at it, I thought, well, maybe this is something I should try. And, you know, after getting out of college and going from job to job that was good, but maybe not as satisfying as what I should be doing. And I started doing it part-time at his house, and I said, this is what I want to do. And I'm good at it. So, you know, it was kind of eye-opening experience to say, not only could I play, but actually I might be a better coach.
She grew up with it because she would come to all the practices and all our games. And at first, she was just like playing with her Barbies and stuff and not worried about it. And then all of a sudden, she just started pitching along the sidelines, and the girls loved her. So she just kind of grew up with it, which is different. A lot of the parents get into coaching their daughters because the daughters loved it first, but she just grew up with it.
Talk about the technique in pitching. What is there something unique that you've learned, or is it just a way to translate it to the girls so that they understand what you're talking about, or is it just all about
you
want to
go
practice?
There are many different methods of coaching fast pitch softball. We continually go to different clinics and go to different coaches and find out mostly what is the most effective way, but our second priority is to find the healthiest way. A lot of girls feel like they can pitch over and over and over again because it's more natural motion than baseball pitching. However, they found when you do that, the number one injury in fast pitch softball is overuse. A lot of tendonitis and things of that nature. So our goal is not only to produce the best pitchers, but the healthiest, the ones that are going to have longevity through whatever they choose to do after that.
So you probably added some sort of strength training or some kind of exercise, which has really not anything to do with the mechanics of pitching, but it's just the health of the body.
Yeah, we have a trainer we recommend, Chris Lewandowski at Four Sports, and he's been working with me for a long time, and basically he learned how to pitch through me and Amy, and so we recommend all our girls to go to him or somebody else who has the ability to teach to the fast pitch pitcher. Basically, if you get trained for pitching fast pitch, you need to be trained like a sprinter. You don't want to get the muscles up in the upper body like a football player. And if you talk to a trainer who's qualified, they pretty much can do that.
Amy, how old might the girls be when they first come into the program?
We have girls as young as 6 and 7 sometimes.
Mostly from the Keystone and Elyria area.
How could they hold a softball?
They have a smaller ball until they're over 10 years old, but we don't necessarily recommend it that young. Is not. A little longer hour than most. We do have very successful 8, 9, and 10-year-olds. That's generally, depending on, like you said, the attention span, a good time to start. If you're from the Keystone Elyria area, if you're waiting till they're 11, they're probably a little behind. But most areas, I would say the most common age is probably around 11 and 12 when the parents figure out they're very committed to this as a child. That's when they bring them in.
And you have them from all over. I'm sure when you look at the state tournaments that are going on, you may recognize girls' names on the roster.
Been probably 10 years. We've always had somebody in the state tournament. One year, I think we had 4 of our pitchers in the state Final Four. So if it's 4 out of 8 teams, which is pretty good. And so we're pretty excited about that. And we have... we work with the younger kids, we also work with college kids, and I think this year we have 31 of our pitchers playing in college.
So. I saw you're also on the pitching coach at Ashland, is that?
Yes, I've been there for 11 years now.
Now, what's that like, different?
Well, the first year I was there, I was like walking into a new fast pitch world, because I coached the high school game, and I also coached the travel ball game, and I thought I knew everything, and then I get to the college level and it's like, oh, this is a different game. It's just hard to explain. Ashland's Division II, not Division I, but still the game is so much faster than the game at the travel ball or high school level. And it's also like right now when they work in, or when they play in travel ball, they have these time limits where the games are 1:15, 1.5 hours. Well, you go to college, there is no time limit. You may have a game that lasts 3 hours. So sometimes these kids really get surprised when they get to college.
Is it the same thing where you suddenly face better hitters? I mean, that's kind of what it...
Absolutely.
There's an equalization that happens at some point.
Absolutely.
Right?
Just like Ohio State football practices year-round, softball does the same thing. We have the same rules as football or baseball, and we practice year-round.
Is this many times for girls sort of their scholarship route? This is the sport that they can maybe... get into colleges for? That seems to be a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. I think softball and golf are really big right now for females. They're looking for people to play those sports. And like Division One, I think, can give 13 scholarships. D2 is like 7.5. So there are scholarships available out there.
Craig?
If somebody wants to get involved with that, tell us, Amy, how can they do that?
We have a website, leffewfastpitch.com, L-E-F-F-E-W, fastpitch.com. And also, we are available via phone and email. Both Dave and myself are available via email. It's Amy, A-M-I-E, at leffewfastpitch.com, and Dave at leffewfastpitch.com. And we are accepting new students. We've recently hired an additional instructor who played for UNLV for 4 years as a starter. She's outstanding. So she's accepting new students. We're always trying to get new girls in to do evaluations with. So if anyone's looking, we're happy to help and try and create great pitchers.
Jessica O'Connor is the assistant coach out at Oberlin College. She is the girl that pitched at UNLV. We also have Courtney Parr, who is at Owens College, and Kenzie Conrad from Keystone and out Akron also does lessons for us. All do it the same way, and they're all very good.
Sounds good. You're still rocking the ball cap, too. That's one of those things.
Absolutely.
Is that like a comfort to you sometimes after all those years?
Yes.
You know how to wear it?
Or maybe it was just really early this morning.
Could be. Amy, Dave, thank you for stopping in this morning.
Thank you so
appreciate
much.
It very
You're very
much.
Welcome. Thank you very much.